Thank you, Judge Mazzi. And even though I'm the moderator, I'm going to sneak in here and give y'all a SOA update on where we are with reopening. We had planned to start doing some in-person proceedings starting in September, but of course the Delta kind of threw that off schedule. So we're just still kind of playing it by ear, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if we get motions for in-person proceedings and kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. We have gotten a lot of positive feedback from the parties for our Zoom proceedings. They seem to be working well. Parties like them. They're efficient. They like having all of the materials submitted electronically. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot of Zoom in the future, even after things kind of go back to normal. All right, moving on. I wanted to also ask Judge Mazzi if she could give us a update about the new courthouse. She mentioned the old courthouse and how it was built for a county of 77,000 people. So now we've got this new one under construction. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of facilities will be in that new courthouse, what the timeline is for opening and so forth?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The new courthouse that many of you all might have seen is being built at Guadalupe, I think just at 17th Street, is on time and on budget so far, knock on wood. We're scheduled to be in the new courthouse by the end of next year, so by the end of 2022. It's going to be a big improvement over the courthouse we're working in right now. It will be 12 stories. There's going to be a big multi-purpose room on the first story. There are waiting rooms on every floor. We will have a big ceremonial courtroom on the top story. We're going to have waiting rooms for litigants and for children. So it's going to be a big improvement. It's also going to be 21st century. It's going to be wired with all the tech we need to have even hybrid cases. So we might have some people who are there virtually and some who are in person. But look for us to move in there by the end of 2022.
Great. Well, we'll all look forward to that. And I'm sure you are too. We did get a question from the folks out there. And Judge Mazzi, I'm going to direct this question to you. The question is, does Travis County anticipate keeping some hearings virtual even post-pandemic?
Well, like you mentioned, we have gotten a lot of really good feedback from folks by having these virtual dockets. If we're allowed to, we anticipate that we will. I mean, I don't see any reason why somebody needs to come down from Dallas or Houston or wherever they're coming from to argue a summary judgment motion in front of me. It's non-evidentiary. There just isn't any reason to take the time and the expense to travel. We're also able to prove up folks' divorces virtually, which I know is saving a lot of people a lot of time and expense. So we think there's a lot of good that has ironically come out of this pandemic. And I do think we'll continue to do some virtual hearings.
Great. All right. Our next topic we want to address is I want to get some data from each judge about the number of administrative law cases on their docket. How does that number compare to your total docket and so forth? So I'm going to start with Justice Huddle. And if you could kind of go through that data for us.
Sure, be happy to. So I dug around a little bit with our clerk, Blake Hawthorne, and learned that we do not keep the specific data you and I are talking about, but I figured out a way to give us a rough estimate of the proportion of our docket that I would, you know, classify as administrative law. So let me start out by kind of depicting what the very big picture is. And the very big picture, if we're looking from a 30,000 foot level, is that we get somewhere between 850 to about 1,000 petitions for review in a year. And we don't count how many of those are admin law cases. So I'm gonna use kind of a smaller pool, which is the cases that we grant and argue and issue opinions on. That figure is about 70 per year, give or take a few. And this year, using this year as an example, six of those 70 were what I cases that I would put into the administrative law bucket. So I think, you know, using rough math, which is about the best I can do with math, that's just a little under 10% or so of our argued cases. Incidentally, just a note as it relates to COVID and what we were just talking about, looking at these data, I thought I'd share with you in just a comparison pre-COVID to today, in the number of petitions for review filed in the Supreme Court in the 2018-2019 term before the pandemic was 981 versus last year when we had a full term that was completely within the pandemic's term, we had 841. So that is a decrease in our filings of about 140 petitions for review that I would say it's fairly attributable to COVID and the fact that there are fewer rulings and therefore fewer appeals and petitions for review as a result of the pandemic.